As I came walking down Burden Street, heavy-hearted and dragging my feet. Well, a funny kind of woman there I chanced to meet, named Caledonia. Well, I smiled at her and I said, "How do you do?" And she threw me against a tree and said, "What's it to you?" I said, "I come in peace," and then she loved me black and blue. Caledonia. Well, she's not pretty, but she sure has style. Once every month or so she'll give you a smile. She smells like she hasn't bathed in a long, long while. Caledonia. Well, she was found as a baby on a pile of 2x10s, and they kept her in the coop with all the broody hens, and threw her in a moose steak every now and then. Caledonia. When the farmer died, she was sent to the town, where she beat up all the boys and burnt the group home down. Set loose all the dogs and the cats in the pound. Caledonia. And then she took to walking the loneliest trade, bought secondhand books with all the money she made, lived on Emma Goldman smokes and artificial lemonade. Caledonia. Friends all say, "Why do you stay with such a bitch? She'll leave you for dead in a muddy highway ditch, or sell you for parts for half an hour of stinking rich." Caledonia. And I say, "No, you're wrong, she's not nice, but she's real. She's got love to give, she's got secrets to reveal to the one who in her mess sees the power to heal. Heal me, Caledonia." She does not pretend, and she has never lied about the jaunt she's done or the drugs she's tried. She's not ashamed of her place in the social divide, not her Caledonia. Well, there's pretty girls in the islands, I hear, with sweet-smelling skin and lacy black underwear. But me, I'm in love with a 40-ounce stare named Caledonia. And I asked her once about death do us part. She said, "I make no such promises, but I'll show you my heart. Here it is, wild and sad, like some great work of art." Caledonia, Caledonia, Caledonia.